Parshas Vayeshev. Yaakov loved Yosef, his son. He loved him more than everyone. He taught him Torah and told him what's right. And he gave him a gift, a shirt with stripes. One morning, Yosef went to his brothers and said, "I had a very interesting dream at night. In my dream, I saw myself and all of you. We were standing in a field and tying stalks into bundles. Suddenly, my bundle stood up in the middle of the field, and all your bundles stood around and bowed to my bundle." When the brothers heard this, they said, "Do you think that you will be king and we will all come and bow down to you?" A few days later, Yosef once again told his brothers about another dream. "At night, I dreamed that the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me." Now the brothers were really angry. "Do you think that you will be king and everyone will bow down to you?" The brothers did not like Yosef because of these dreams that he had told them. Yaakov had lots of sheep, and Yosef's brothers would take them out to pasture each day and care for them as they grazed. One day, they were out for a long time, and Yaakov began to worry. "Yosef," he said, "please go out to the pasture and see if everything is all right." Yosef knew that it was a great mitzvah to obey one's father, so he went quickly to look for his brothers. When the brothers saw Yosef from afar, they said, "Look who's coming. Yosef the dreamer. What can we do to make sure his dreams don't come true?" "I have an idea," said Yehuda, one of the brothers. "Let's sell him to people, and so he will not be able to become a king." Just then, a group of Arab merchants passed by, and the brothers sold Yosef to them. The Arab merchants usually sold kerosene, which has a very bad smell. They loaded their camels with it and travel from place to place to sell it. Hashem did not want Yosef the Tzaddik to have to smell such a bad smell. So he arranged that just this once, the Arabs should sell pleasant-smelling perfumes. This way, Yosef would enjoy a good smell during his journey. The Arabs travel for a long time until they reach faraway Mitzrayim. Yosef could not go back to his father. Yaakov, too, was very sad. The brothers did not tell him that they had sold Yosef. Yaakov didn't know why Yosef had not come back home and where he disappeared to. In Mitzrayim, the Arabs sold Yosef to an important man named Potiphar. Yosef worked in Potiphar's house and in his fields. After a few days, Potiphar saw that Yosef was successful at whatever he did. Whatever he bought for the house was good. Whatever he planted grew well. Potiphar realized that Yosef must be a tzaddik and that Hashem helped him with whatever he did. Potiphar began treating Yosef with respect. Potiphar's wife was a very bad lady. She lied to Potiphar, saying,
"Yosef doesn't listen to me, and he causes trouble. I don't want to see him anymore. Take him out of this house."
Potiphar answered,
"If that's true, we must take him away. He shouldn't stay here even one more day. We'll take him to jail and lock him up. That's what he deserves for his sin."
So Yosef sat in jail, feeling so, so sad. And he hadn't even done anything bad. Paroi, the king of Mitzrayim, had a servant who prepared his drinks for him. He was called the Sar HaMashkim. Paroi had another servant called the Sar HaOifim, who baked his bread. One day, the Sar HaMashkim brought the king a drink. He handed it to the king and said,
"I have brought you, your majesty, a drink. Please drink it and enjoy."
Paroi took the goblet from his servant's hand, and, oh no, there was a fly inside. Parai was so angry. So what did he say?
Throw the Sarhamatkim into jail right away!
Then, Parai wanted to eat. The servants rushed to set the table, and Parai sat down to eat. Suddenly, he felt something hard in his bread. It was a stone! Parai was so angry, and he began to moan.
First a fly, and now a stone! Sara Ofim, because of you, I'm so tearful. Why couldn't you be more careful? Listen, servants, to what I say. Throw him into jail right away without delay.
And so now, Yosef HaTzadik, the Sarhamashkim, and the Sarhaofim were all in jail together. One night, the two servants had a dream. They didn't know if the dreams they dreamt were a sign that something good would happen or something bad. This made them very sad. When Yosef saw that they were so sad, he asked them, "Why are you so sad?"
"We both had dreams last night, and we don't know if they are a good sign or a bad sign,"
they said to Yosef. "Tell me what you dreamed," Yosef said. The Sarhamashkim answered first.
"In my dream, I saw a grapevine of three branches with sweet grapes growing on them. I picked the grapes, squeezed them into a big cup, and gave the grape juice to Parai to drink."
Yosef understood exactly what the dream meant. The three branches mean 3 days. And in another 3 days, Parai will take you out of jail and make you the Sarhamashkim once again. The Sarhamashkim was now so very happy. Then the Sarhaofim told Yosef his dream.
"I dreamed that I had 3 baskets on my head. In the top basket were all the different kinds of bread that I used to prepare for Parai. Suddenly, a bird came and ate the bread from the basket."
Yosef was able to explain this dream too. The 3 baskets means 3 days. In 3 days, Parai will send someone to kill you. Exactly 3 days later, everyone in the palace was celebrating Parai's birthday. In the middle of the party, Parai suddenly remembered the Sarhamashkim and the Sarhaofim who were in jail. He thought to himself,
"The Sarhamashkim was a very good servant. What a shame that I sent him to jail.
Pare told his servants,
"Go, take the Saharmashkim out of jail and bring him back to the palace to be the Saharmashkim again."
Sir, what about the Saharofim?
The servants asked.
No, I'm still angry with him. I want to kill him,
Pare said. So everything was just as Yosef had said. The Saharmashkim was brought back to the palace, and the Saharofim was killed.